It's a vanishing tradition, the wandering troubadour with hundreds of songs and stories, going from town to town, guitar in hand, making music wherever an audience can be found. American history is full of itinerant musical heroes, from Blind Lemon Jefferson to Woody Guthrie, creating a soundtrack to our lives. Stephan George is squarely in that tradition of the traveling musical storyteller whose finger-style guitar functions as a kind of miniature, portable orchestra. Stephan is in Hawaii to perform at our Atherton studio tomorrow evening, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephan.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up early. We know musicians are creatures of the night, and this possibly the middle of the night for you.
No, on a regular day. It works. I'm used to it. I play whenever I'm required to play. I've done blues for breakfast before.
Blues for breakfast. I like the sound of that. So you are really a wandering minstrel, although you said you don't travel quite as much today as you used to, but you have spent your life on the road, have you not?
Well, a certain amount of it. You know, there's this thing they call a crossroads deal, you know, this legend about, or myth anyways, of Robert Johnson standing at the crossroads and making a deal with the devil so that he'd be able to play guitar at a very high skill level, you know, higher than anybody else. It's a very Faustian sort of a thing. What I consider the deal is that either you maintain a home and have a, you know, a wife, a family, and a home base, or you're like totally a free bird, you know, wandering from one calamity to another. And I chose to have a home base. So I'm not quite the wanderer that some of these guys were.
You're not the calamity hopper that some have
been. I go away for 4-6 weeks tops, but I come home. You know, I'm not like Willie Nelson who disappears for 6 months in a bus.
Well, we're glad to have you with us and looking forward to your performance tomorrow evening. And you have a very unique instrument, although I know it's well known in the blues world. I have never seen a guitar like the one you're holding.
Oh, yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's a resonator guitar. It was invented in the 20s as an effort to make a louder guitar sound.
This was before the days of big speakers and amplifiers.
Sure, and
electrical outlets at performances.
No, they didn't have amplifiers. In fact, amplifiers kind of killed the popularity of this guitar for a while, but it never totally disappeared. Yeah.
But it does have a big metal, for our listeners, it has a big metal plate over under the
It's a
the
resonator,
main body
yeah, a resonator guitar.
The
sound is actually produced by an aluminum cone, which is, in this case of the dobro, shaped like a speaker cone, very simple, with a rather bizarre design that I had a hard time figuring out how did they come up with this, and then I realized that the inventor had repaired violins, and all orchestral instruments have a sound post inside that you can't see that connects the top to the back. And that's essentially, you know, the engineering of this was to create a sort of a sound post to the resonator. And just leave it at that.
But well, it's impressive. You would never forget it. You would never forget
unique,
it after seeing one. Well, why don't you give us a little taste of if you can play us a lick or two from one of your songs?
It's very Hawaiian in a way, actually. The slide came about in Hawaii, and it came about in the Mississippi Delta around about the same time, oddly enough. And obviously, they had no connection because we're talking 1880s, 1890s, turn of the century. And you know, there's a guy in Hawaii that claims to have been walking on the tracks and carrying his guitar and found a railroad spike and it fell out of his hands and hit the guitar and went. And he went, oh, what a cool sound that is. And then meanwhile in the Delta, they were playing something called a diddly bow, which is they'd take a piece of screen door wire. You had to have some wire with tensile strength to it. And they'd like nail it to a post and wind it around and do something like. with just one string, you know. And then they realized they could do it on a guitar in both cases. Oh. And there you go, slide guitar.
It sounds to me, to be a success at what you do, you have to be as much of a storyteller as a musician. True?
Well, I chose that route. I figured if I was going to play you know, folk music, that I would like to be informed on how it came to be and how it, you know, what's the history behind it, mm-hmm. who are the major players involved in it. To me, it's really interesting. I've read a lot of, you know, biographies, and I've collected a certain amount of anecdotes. I haven't done the research that some players have done, but it's fun to learn where it came from and to be able to carry it on.
Gives it some context for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think in today's modern world, with the music that is so electronic and processed, do you think audiences appreciate the kind of bluesy folk unadorned music that you and your compadres offer?
Some people do. I mean, some people do. I eschew pop music. I always have. I mean, since I was a child. You know, when I was growing up, it was, you know, Fabian and Annette Funicello. And, I mean, you know, it was like...
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon. I mean, pop music, even to my tender young ears, it just didn't sound like real music.
Didn't grab
and
you.
And I heard, you know... the early blues players, you know, Reverend Gary Davis and, you know, and these wonderful musicians. And I thought, that's the real stuff. I mean, there's somebody pouring their heart out. They're talking about real situations, real problems, real ways to deal with it, and real ways to face it. And, you know, Bikini Blanket Bingo just meant nothing to me, you know, even at 11 years old. So
you knew back then.
So that's the route I've taken over the last 50 years, you know. That's where I've gone.
And we're glad that you have, because we're going to get to enjoy your music and your stories.
I love playing here.
Tomorrow evening, Stefan George performs Saturday evening in the Atherton Studio at HPR. You can find out details on our HPR2.org website.
I can't go walking out on the street without somebody breaking down on me, start breaking down. Oh, stop breaking down. Stop bound to bust your brains out, make you lose your mind.